Blog Talk Radio.
Proclaim means to announce publicly. Keep that in mind. I intend to do that a little later. The good news of his salvation. And salvation means deliverance from sin and its consequences, or redemption from sin and death. From day to day, declare his glory among the nations. His wonders among all peoples. For Yah, the Lord, is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. That says to me there's more than one God, because there's an S at the end of the word God. For all of the gods of the people are idols. Did you hear that, sheep? All the gods of the peoples are idols. But Yah, the Lord, made the heavens. There's more than one heaven. Yeah, it has an S after the word heaven. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. And sheep, his words are in us. If you read Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33, he will be in his people. That's what it says. Let's read on. Give to Yah the Lord, O kindreds of the peoples. Give to Yah the Lord glory and strength. Give to Yah the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship Yah the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, Yah the Lord reigns. Yes, reigns means to rule. He rules. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and let all its fullness. Let the field be joyful, and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before Yah the Lord, for he is coming, for he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, both with his truth. I have read to you Psalms 96 in its entirety. It's entitled A Song of Praise to God Coming in Judgment. Sheep, let's have a word of prayer to our Father in heaven. Our Father God, creator of all things, we lost sheep, humble ourselves as we come to you in prayer and thanksgiving. We thank you for restoration, for restoring us lost sheep, and allowing us to choose to follow you so that we can get into your kingdom. This lost sheep, thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city, even though it is cold. I thank you. We lost sheep. Thank you for finding us and allowing us to choose you and giving us sound, sane mind, courage, love, family, peace, prosperity in all things, excellent health, and awakening our minds from deep sleep to your truth and restoring us. I say this prayer in your son's name. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. It's our God's only day of rest, and we are to keep holy. Read it. You'll find it in the book of Exodus, chapter 7, verse 8. I read from the New King James Version of the Bible. Have your pencil or paper pen ready, sheep. There may be something that I say that you might want to write down or check out later. You can always find the Feed My Sheep Show on Blog Talk Radio, and you can listen to this program over and over as many times as you like. Sheep, I want you to tell your friends about this show, Feed My Sheep Show. Now, I am to go to the book of Nehemiah. That's where I was left off reading, and I have to find it. I don't normally have the page mark where I can just turn it, the book, straight to it in the Bible. Let's see. I'm turning. Father, forgive me. I've got to pick up where I left off on Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 9. It reads, before I go there to Nehemiah chapter 2, and let me put my ink pen there so I can find it easily again. I want to share with you good news, as I just read from Psalms 96. We are to proclaim the good news. And I read this to you last week. In fact, what I want you to do is go onto your computer and Google newspaper article, Sun Times, 1999, DNA. And once you the page comes up, I want you to go down to number 2 where it says, well, the second, there are several different articles you can choose, but I want you to choose the one that says DNA ties African group to Jews, support longtime Lemba claims. Now, last week I read to you where in the book of Nehemiah, where it tells you that you're going to be scattered. And some people went to Africa, and they are called the Lemba tribe. And they claimed past tense that they were children of Abraham. But in 1999, geneticists discovered that to be true, they were tired of the Lemba people saying that we are the children of Israel. And it is fact that they are dark complexion as we are, or as I am. So they're just as there are many different African tribes. So as well, there are many different groups of the oppressors tribe. And they have oppressed us to believe that we are not Jews, but we are the lost children that Abraham talks about, or in the book of Genesis, chapter 15, verses 13 and 14, where Abraham was told that his children would be taken into captivity. You read that for yourself. I'm just turning to the book of Genesis to support myself and what it is that I'm saying to you. I want you to read when the book where Moses wrote. And by the way, Moses was a black man as well. I sometimes wonder, why did King James write this book? Did he never thought that we would never read it and understand it? But in the book of Genesis, chapter 15, verses 13 and 14, Abraham was told that his children would be descendants, his descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and they will be afflicted 400 years. Well, that's us black folks who have been enslaved in the United States. I was taught many years ago that in 1619, American Africans, well, they were called African. They renamed us. So we lost our heritage when they put us enslaved in Jamestown in 1619. And that Jamestown is in the United States of America. But we will come out, according to verse 15, verse 14 of chapter 15 in Genesis. It says, and also the nation whom they served, I will judge afterwards out of great possession. And right now, I think that the United States of America is being judged. If you look at what's going on with the fires on the West Coast, the mudslides and the rain, in the book of Daniel, chapter 8, it says that they will be destroyed and not by hand. And you're seeing that happen now as well. East Coast, you get ready for your problems, too. It is happening. And I skip from one thing to the next. But the point that I really want you to get is that the Lemba tribe in Africa, they have, they carry the DNA sequence, the Koheni, C-O-H-A-N-I, they are a hereditary set of Jewish priests. They carry that gene. Now, I'm wondering who are those, I'm wondering if the people that are in Jerusalem that are saying they are Jews and are not, if they have been tested to see if they carry that Koheni hereditary DNA of those Jewish priests. Well, let me just read to you what I have in front of me and then move on. I want you, again, to go onto your computer, Google newspaper article, Sun Times, 1999, DNA. I want you to scroll down to where it says DNA test, African group, Jews support, long-time lumber claim. Well, it's not a claim anymore. The team of geneticists have discovered that Limber men carry a DNA sequence that is distinctive to the Koheni, a hereditary set of Jewish priests. It's not a claim anymore. It is a fact. So that's what I'm trying to convey to you. And I saw this, I got this information from a news, from a program that I was watching. And the man mentioned newspaper article, Sun-Time, 1999, DNA. And that proves that we are children of Abraham. We are to keep his laws. If you go to these schools of theology, they are teaching you wrong. Go back to the Old Testament and teach from that so that you will not be found guilty of losing so many people to saying that the Old Testament does not count. It does count. Well, I don't know how many minutes I have left. Let me just go to, let me start reading from where I left off in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2, verse 9. Let's see. Then I went to the governors in the region beyond the river and gave them the king's letters. Now, the king had sent captains of the army and horsemen with me. When Sanballat, the Horonite, and I looked that up on the the computer. That is Sanballat, the Horonite, was an official of Persia, and Persia is Iran. It's formerly Persia is formerly, well, now it's known as Iran. Let me read verse, start reading at verse 10 again. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite, and the Ammonite, that is Jordan, officials heard of it, they were deeply disturbed that a man had come to seek the well-being of the children of Israel. Nehemiah's view, the wall of Jerusalem. I'm at verse 11 of chapter 2 in Nehemiah. So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days. Then I rose in the night. I and a few men with me told no one what my God had put in my heart. And whenever I see the word heart, I replace it with mind. So no one knew what God had put in his mind to do at Jerusalem, nor was there any animal with me except the one on which I rode. And I went out by night through the valley gate to the serpent well and the refuge gate, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and its gates, which were burned with fire. Then I went on to the fountain gate and to the king's pool, but there was no room for the animal that was under me to pass. So I went up in the night by the valley and viewed the wall. Then I turned back and entered by the valley gate, and so returned. And the officials did not know where I had gone or what I had done. I had not yet told the Jews, the priests, the nobles, the officials, or others who did the work. Then I said to them, "You see the distress that we are in." Distress means trouble, pain, heartbreak, or sorrow. How Jerusalem lies waste, and its gates are burned with fire. Come, let us build the wall of Jerusalem, that we may no longer be reproached, means disgrace or ashamed. I'm at verse 18 of chapter 2 of the book of Nehemiah. And I told them of the hand of my God, which had been good upon me, and also of the king's words that he had spoken to me. So they said, "Let us rise up and build." Then they set their hands to do this good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite, Tobiah the Amorite officials, and Geshem the Arab heard of it, they laughed to scorn. And scorn is another word to think that they were worthless for rebuilding the wall. And they despised us and said, and despise means to hate, and said, "What will this thing," it says, "what is this thing that you are doing? Will you rebel against the king, or will you rebel against the king?" So I answered them and said to them, "The God of heaven himself will prosper us. Therefore, we, his servants, will arise and build. But you have no heritage." And heritage means birthright, memorial in Jerusalem. And remember, he is talking to the Iranians, the Jordanians, and the Arabs. So that's what I want you to remember. Now, we're going into chapter 3, rebuilding the wall. Then Elisha, the high priest, rose with his brethren, the priests, and built the sheep gate. They consecrated it. Excuse me, I had to burp. Consecrate means to dedicate it and hung its doors. They built as far as the Tower of the Hundred and consecrated it. Again, consecrate means to dedicate. And they dedicated to Yah, the Lord. Then as far as the Tower of Hananel. Next to Elijah, the men in Jericho built. And next to them, Zachor, the son of Immer, built. also the son of Hashanim built the fish gate. They laid its beams and hung its doors with its bolts and bars. Next to them, Meremoth, the son of Uriah, the son of Coats, made repairs. Next to them, Mishalem, the son of Berechin, the son of Meshabel, made repairs. Next to Zodok, the son of Ben, repairs. Next to them, the Tekoites made repairs. Next, but their nobles did not put their shoulders to the work of their Lord. Moreover, Jehozadak, the son of Paseah, and Meshullam, the son of Bedadiah, repaired the old gate and laid its beams and hung its doors with its bolts and bars. And next to them, Melatiah, the Gibeonite, Jadan, the Meronite, the men of Gibeon, and Mespas repaired the residence of the governor of the region beyond the river. Next to him, Uzziel, the son of Harhana, one of the goldsmiths, made repairs. Next to him, Hannah, one of the perfumers, made repairs and fortified. Fortified means strengthened Jerusalem as far as the broad wall. And broad wall, broad means wide. And next to them, Rehamah, the son of Hur, leader of the district of Jerusalem, made repairs. Then next to them, Judea, the son of Harapim, made repairs in front of the house. Next to Hattush, the son of Hashabah, made repairs. Melatiah, the son of Harum, made, and Hashabah, the son of the Moab, repaired another section as well as the tower of the ovens. Next to him was Shalom, the son of Halahesh, leader of half the district of Jerusalem. He and his daughters made repairs. Hold on a minute. I'm going to stop reading right here at verse 12 of Nehemiah chapter 3. And I'm going to say a closing word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for blessing us and keeping the evil one away. I say that prayer in your son's name. Amen. I want you sheep to purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer, at www.ehandlivelonger.com. Remember to take our Heavenly Father God with you everywhere you go, and if it's God's will, I'll be back next time.
A place in their heart. you down. And I know He we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation.